ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पाद्भुतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां सारदां प्रणमाम्यहं प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् संन्यासस्तु महाबाहो दुःखमाप्तुम् अयोगतः योगयुक्तो मुनिर्ब्रह्मा न चिरेणाधिगच्छति योगयुक्तो विशुद्धात्मा विजितात्मा जितेन्द्रियः सर्वभूतात्मभूतात्मा कुर्वन्नपि न लिप्यते। भगवान् has clarified Arjuna's doubt regarding sannyasa ashrama and grihastha ashrama. Arjuna wanted to know which one is better for him. Bhagavan told that there is a choice between sannyasa ashrama and grihastha ashrama. There is a choice in lifestyle. Any ashrama can happily lead to moksha, but keeping in mind the qualification of Arjuna, the maturity of Arjuna, Bhagavan told that sannyasa ashrama is risky. Risky for whom? Risky for an immature person who has not yet conquered the slavery of raga dvesha. It is riskier because it is a one-way traffic. A person cannot experiment with this sannyasa ashrama. After living some time as sannyasi, he cannot say that I find that I am not fit for this lifestyle, so I will come back to grihastha ashrama lifestyle. He cannot say that. In Bhagavatam, there is a condemnation of a person who renounces his renunciation. If a sannyasi renounces his renunciation, what will be he? Very strong words are used here. Savai vantashi apatrapaha. He is such a shameless person who is like a person who eats his own vomit. He has vomited. After vomiting, suppose a person eats his own vomit. That type of person, if a sannyasi has come back to grihastha ashrama or any other lifestyle, once he has taken sannyasa ashrama. So there is no coming back at all. It is one-way traffic. Therefore, it is very riskier. Therefore, grihastha ashrama is safe lifestyle. Staying in grihastha ashrama, after gaining maturity, he can take sannyasa afterwards. For a grihastha, for an householder, three options are there for moksha. He can stay in grihastha ashrama doing his duties as the worship of the Lord and gain maturity. And after gaining maturity, he can approach a teacher, gain the knowledge as a householder. And live after the gaining of knowledge also, he can live as a householder. That is one way. Another one is, as long as he gets maturity, he can stay in grihastha ashrama. Once he finds that he has fulfilled all his duties, at the elderly age, he can go for sannyasa ashrama. Second one. Third one is, after living in grihastha ashrama, after fulfilling his duties in grihastha ashrama, he can go for Vanaprastha Ashrama also, which is almost equal to Grihastha Ashrama. Nowadays there is no vana at all, and you cannot stay in vana without the permission of forest department. So make your own home or your own room as a vana. Give the chavi, the key is there na, bank account, signing authority, all these things, give it to your children. Then you can stay as a Vanaprastha Ashrami. So for a householder, three doors are open for him. He can stay in Grihastha Ashrama itself, or he can be a Vanaprasthin in future, or he can be a Sannyasin in future. We should not hurry in taking Sannyasa. That is the advice. But as far as sadhana is concerned, there is no choice at all. Whether he is a Grihastha or a Sannyasi, sadhana is concerned, there is no choice at all. Both of them have to gain maturity. Maturity is always in the form of Chitta Shuddhi, freedom from slavery of Ragadvesha. Ragadvesha will be there, but there should not be any slavery. That is the first and primary qualification, sadhana. And to get this, for householder, there are varieties of rituals, Pancha Maha Yajna, Svisa, and Dana, and following the values of life. For sannyasi, he also can get Chitta Shuddhi if he finds that his purity is not up to the mark. He also can gain Chitta Shuddhi staying in Sannyasa Ashrama itself by doing Guru Seva. There is only one door for him there also. All service activities are nothing but Guru Seva. Guru asks the disciple to do that. Whatever he asks the disciple to do, if it is done, that is called Guru Seva. That's how our Swamiji has explained the rationale behind the service activities of our Ramakrishna mission. Because after taking sannyasa, a person need not do any duties. He doesn't have any obligation towards the society. He is not asked to do any service to the society by the scriptures, because service to the society should be done by Grihastha only. Because any service requires money. When sannyasi doesn't have money, how can he serve the society? When that question came, whether it is against Shastric teaching or not, Swamiji nicely he interpreted, it is not against Shastric teaching. Guru has told to consider the entire creation as the embodiment of the Lord. Shiva Jnane Jeeva Seva. When it is done in that motive, in that attitude, the mundane activities like running a school and running an hospital, these are all not sannyasi's work. But with the attitude that it is nothing but the Seva of the Lord, Seva of the Guru. Because Guru has identified himself with the entire creation, so he asked the disciple also to have an attitude, at least in the form of imagination initially, Shiva Jnane Jeeva Seva attitude. Therefore, every activity, either he is a sannyasi or a grihastha, as long as he finds himself as an ignorant person, it should be for the sake of Lord, for the sake of gaining purity of mind. Having attained enough purity of mind, he should approach a competent teacher for knowledge, and gaining that knowledge is compulsory. Gaining that knowledge is in the form of Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam. There is no choice at all. Nobody can bypass knowledge process. So there is no choice between the sadhanam, but there is a choice between lifestyle. And what are all the sadhanams, what are all the stages? Whether he is a householder or a sannyasi, as long as he is a sadhaka or an ignorant person, what are all the stages he will go through before gaining the freedom, moksha, is explained in this 7th shloka. Yoga yuktaha vishuddhatma bhavati. Yoga yuktaha means one who is endowed with karma yoga attitude. Karma yoga doesn't mean any particular action. Karma yoga means it's an attitude. Ishvara arpana buddhi plus prasada buddhi. While doing activity, I am offering to the Lord. How you offer an action to the Lord, you tell? How you offer? You can offer flower to the Lord. You can offer fruits to the Lord. Because it is an object different from you. how you offer action to the Lord, it will be always in the form of an attitude that it is meant for my chitta shuddhi. If I do all the activities as worship, then Bhagavan will be pleased. Ishvara Pritiyartham. Bhagavan will be pleased. Pleasing not like buttering. You cannot butter Bhagavan. Maska, they say. But you cannot butter Bhagavan. You can please Bhagavan only when you use your life according to the wish of the Lord. What is the wish of the Lord? Whenever the human body and human mind is given to any jiva, the wish of the Lord is what? Principally, it should be used for spiritual pursuits. Without spirituality as the center of life, human life doesn't have any meaning at all. You will be bored. That's why people are bored. This word bored nowadays very rampant, even with the children. There is no word called boring in Sanskrit at all, you know. There is no word. But nowadays, even a child, 5-year-old child or 6-year-old child says, I am bored with this Pogo channel, Swamiji, like that. It's the same thing, they repeat, repeat, repeat. So without the Lord, without spiritual life as the center of life, entire life becomes a boring, talking the same thing, hearing the same thing, eating the same 15-20 items, and relating with the same 10-15 people. That's the life, boring life. Whereas a karma yogi life is happy affair, not because he is going to get anything in future, but because he has understood that entire life has a mission, has a purpose. What is that purpose? Moksha. I should be free from the clutches of my own emotional dependency. So yoga yuktaha means karma yogi, the one who is endowed with karma yoga attitude, for him top priority is spiritual growth. So he dedicates entire life activities to the Lord, accepts every situation as the prasada of the Lord. For him, entire life is nothing but a worship. What I am is more important than what I have. As far as his conviction is concerned, what I am is more important than what I have. All my struggles in my life is for the sake of increasing my self-dignity. Why I go for education? Because I found if I am illiterate, I will not get respect from the society. I found by education, my self-respect, my self-dignity will go up. It will grow. Therefore, I go for education. Then after education also, if I don't have job, my self-respect is little less. Therefore, I go for job. Then after going for job also, if my pay slip is not very usual, then I find that people don't respect, especially my spouse don't respect. Big job, what is the use? She will ask or he will ask. So I go for money also. For what purpose? To increase my self-dignity. So karma yogi has understood this inner meaning of all struggles. All struggles are for the sake of increasing my self-dignity. If I have understood the meaning of the self, if the self is connected with certain higher thing, naturally without any of these things I can be dignified as far as I am concerned. And self-dignity cannot be because of somebody's recognition. Even if somebody gives recognition, even if somebody says that you are great, as long as I don't find myself as great, so that certificate or wealth or anything is useless. Our Acharya Swamiji used to say, any rich person, you can make him to say, I am poor, within 1 minute. Just you take one donation appeal and ask him, he will tell, I am poor, I am not that much rich. Entire world says you are rich, but your mind says you are not rich, you are poor. So what is the use of that richness? Entire world says you are a scientist, but you know that how you got that scientist PhD. Something golmaal happened, so you got somehow, you only know that. So world has accepted, universities have accepted, and you have been given job also based on that golmaal certificate. But your mind says your PhD is so and so PhD, your scientist status is so and so status. So self-dignity is not because of somebody's certificate, not because of any external possession, it is because of understanding my own inner capabilities, inner capacities. Karma Yogi has understood that. Therefore, for him, what I am is important than what I have. For an ordinary person, his self-dignity will be based on certain degrees or possession of one AC car or some house or something. He will be very happy to say, or very happy to show even also, how many ornaments he has. Suppose he has purchased one golden watch. This way, that way he will walk through, because others should see. And especially in marriage and other functions, mothers, you can see, they will have a beautiful dress with all ornaments. This way, that way they will go, without any purpose, they will be going on. So that people will see that, then ask, hey, from where you brought this sari or from where you brought this necklace? Why? There is an inner urge, I should get recognition. Recognition not as a person, recognition as a person who is wearing that particular necklace or sari, who is having that particular car or asset. So, for a Karma Yogi, he knows what is life in reality. He is a devotee. Therefore, Bhagavan reveals all the secrets of life. So, in his inner mind, he understands really what matters is what I am as far as I am concerned. So, for him, security, peace does not depend upon what I have, but it depends upon what I am. If a person is convinced in this inner secret, if he leads that life, naturally what is the result of this Karma Yoga life? Vishuddhatma bhavati, he becomes a free person from the clutches of raga dvesha. Not that he will not have any likes and dislikes, but he will not be under the clutches of, under the slavery of raga dvesha. So vairagyam becomes very natural. Vairagya means what? Capacity to drop or give up anything in my life when situation demands. That is the sign of growth. As even child grows, it automatically gives up that balloon and marbles and toys. If a child demands the presence of all these small things in life, even after growing 15 years or 20 years, parent will not be happy, society will not consider him as a matured person. Similarly, every individual has balloons and toys and marbles in his mind. It is not visible, therefore we are managing. Only life situation brings us how immature we are. Show to us how immature we are. This vairagyam becomes very natural. Viveka vairagya shamadhi shatka sampati becomes very natural. As far as karmi is concerned, a worldly person is concerned, he leads a mechanical life, repeating the same mistake year after year. Whereas Karma Yogi is alert to the situation and he has a spiritual goal in life, therefore he does not repeat the same mistake. What mistake? Considering the external achievements as the source of security, peace and happiness is the biggest mistake in everybody minds. If I get that, I will be happy. If I get that, I will be secure. If I get that, I will be peaceful. This is a childish attitude. The same attitude goes up to 85, 90 years also, if he is a person, a karma. So Karma Yogi knows that there is a golden rule. Api sarvam jivitam alpameva sarve indriyanam jarayanti tejaha na vittena tarpaniyo manushyaha. Three rules he has. Whatever may be the achievement in external way, it is alpameva. It is very, very small. Small with regard to what? Small with regard to my own infinitude. Na vittena tarpaniyaha. By wealth, nobody can be satisfied in life. And sarveindriyana jarayanti tejaha. By indulging in sensual pleasures more than a limit, my life and my capacity of the indriyas are washed away. These ideas the Karma Yogi has, so therefore he is very alert and sharp person. So he comes to the conclusion that nasti akritaha kritena, none of these external things can satisfy me. It's a very, very great discovery in a sadhaka's life. that nasti akritaha kritena. What I want in my life is purnatvam, satisfaction. Because the world told, go beyond the wealth and sense pleasures, you will get that satisfaction. I went for that. After going there, in that direction, I found that akritaha kritena nasti. I want to be happy, and that too always happy. In all situations, I want to be happy. If it is the happiness which I am searching for is permanent happiness, how can I search for? That question comes. Basically, it's an illogical search, searching for something available already here and now. Searching for infinitude, searching for permanent entity is very, very illogical search. This idea comes, this conviction comes in the Karma Yogi's mind. Nasti akritaha mokshaha, akritaha security, peace and happiness kritena. Because of this discovery, he turns away from the dependence of external sources. This turning away is called freedom from raga dvesha or vairagyam. Then the next stage is vijitatma jitendriyaha bhavati. Because of vairagyam, because of maturity, he becomes vijitatma, vijitaha atma antakaranam yasya. He becomes a man of self-control. In his mind, nothing happens without his observation, without his permission. When the mind is calm and purified, naturally all the thought process will be centered on either higher things of life or about Bhagavan or his leelas. Because of this absorption in higher things, his indriyas also under his self-control. Jitendriyaha bhavati, he becomes a master of his own sense organs. Just because sense organs show something, just because eyes see some advertisement, his mind doesn't say I should purchase. Just because somebody says it is nice, his mind won't say I should have it. All his indriyas are turned towards, not suppressed, but sublimated towards higher way of life. With the same eyes, a person can see all unwanted ugly cinema, and with the same eyes, he can come and see the Lord. He can study the scriptures with the same eyes. With the same ears, he can hear 24 hours FM is there nowadays. And with the same ears, he can hear the scriptures also. He has not shut down all his sense organs, but he has given direction for their activities. Thus, Karma Yogi, sooner or later, acquires sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, jnana yogyata. Once jnana yogyata becomes more and more tangible, then Bhagavan interferes in his life by providing a teacher, competent jnana guru. The role of jnana guru is always different from the role of diksha guru. The role of jnana guru is always different from the role of dharma upatesha guru. Because Arjuna was already initiated into Gayatri Mantra and he got dharma upatesha from other teachers. But still, he could not go away from the problem called samsara when he surrenders to the jnana guru in the form of Bhagavan Krishna. He is going to be freed from that samsara tapa. So Bhagavan provides him jnana guru. That jnana guru may be our own diksha guru, but it may not be our own diksha guru. But he has to, the sadhaka has to find out someone as jnana guru. Bhagavan provides that jnana guru because of the intense desire on the part of the sadhaka. As long as he is a normal man, a time passing person with regard to scriptures and the spiritual life, then he will provide only whatever necessary, that much only he will provide. But once the mind is totally intensified with jignyasa, jnatum, iccha, what is the reality in fact? Whether God is there or not? Is that a mere belief told by some rishis or something? Is there a God? And if he is there, what is his real nature? So when this jignyasa comes, Bhagavan either comes in front of you himself as a teacher, like Arjuna's case, or he provides someone as spiritual teacher, then when you approach the teacher with all humility and ask for knowledge, the teacher provides that knowledge, that tatitvam asi aitadatyam idam sarvam tat satyam sa atma tatvam asi shvetaketo. There is a Lord, and that Lord is nothing but your own self. That is a teaching. When a disciple understands this teaching, he becomes a jnani. When the seeker understands this teaching and owns up that his own real nature as Aham Brahmasmi. Teacher says Tadu Tvam Asi. If disciple also says Tadu Tvam Asi, gone case. Teacher says you are that. So disciple, generally disciples, what they say? We know what we are. You may be that Tadu Tvam Asi. Oh teacher, oh Gurudev, you may be that. But I cannot be that. That is general person's response to this teaching. But if a person is a serious spiritual seeker, he will own up his status. It is ever existing status. I need not become God. I cannot become God because I am already that God. God here means Atma Chaitanya Swarupaha. So when he becomes Ishvara, when he is identified himself with the Ishvara, then he becomes Sarva Bhutatma Bhutatma. Where is Ishvara? Ishvara is in every living being. So he becomes Sarva Bhutatma. Sarvesham Bhutanam Brahmadinam Stambha Paryantanam Atma Bhutaha Atma Pratyakchetanaha Yasya Saha. Shankaracharya beautifully comments that. As long as a person is ignorant, as long as he considers something other than himself, different from himself, then Upanishad says he is rejected by that entity. Brahmatam paradat yo atmanaha anyatra brahmam veda, kshatram tam paradat yo atmanaha anyatra kshatram veda. Like that it gives a big list. Finally it ends, sarvam tam paradat yo atmanaha anyatra sarvam veda. As long as you differentiate anything in your life as a different entity from you, then you are rejected by that entity, and very entity becomes the source of your sorrow. That is the idea. As a jnani, he understands that I am in everything. In fact, I am everything. Initial stage is what? I am body. First stage, generally with all, I am body. Then second stage is, I am not the body, I am something other than the body, and this body is an instrument in the hands of the Lord. Then third one is, I am that all-pervasive consciousness in whom all the bodies are existing. Then fourth one is, there is nothing called body at all. There is nothing called body at all. As long as you are in dream, there are so many bodies are there in your dream world. Once you get up, where are they? You have come up. You have come out from the dream. Because in dream also you are existing. And you have come out, you have woken up, and you have come out from the dream. So you are available now as a waker. From the dream world you have come out and available as a waker. But other participants in the dream world, where they went? Imagine. Where that road went, where that suitcase you are carrying, where all these things. So that is the idea. He discovers the fact that he is the content of all beings, and container is Nitya. Container also cannot be Satyam. Both cannot be Satyam. Container is Nitya. Content is I myself. I the self am the universal self, not limited by this particular body-mind complex. It is like a wave discovering that I the water am the content of all the resources of water and content of even the ocean. I am the content of all the waves and I am the content of ocean at all. In fact, there is nothing called wave and ocean. Both are Nama Rupa. Where is the wave different from water? Where is the ocean different from water? This transformation happens in three stages. I am the consciousness different from this body, first stage. Then second stage is, I the consciousness is not limited by this body, and I the consciousness exists even after the death of the body. I the consciousness am formless entity is a second stage of understanding. And third one is, I am the formless consciousness pervading all the bodies. In me only even terrorists exist. In me only my neighbor also exists. So I will not have any hatred or jealousy towards any blessed thing in the creation. Because of this knowledge, the jnani is free from dehabhimanaha. He sees his own body as a property of somebody else. So we are not bothered about somebody's disease, somebody's death. Maximum our botheration will be 1 minute botheration. Ayayo, this much only itself. Like that, will. Oh, sorry, oh God. That much only our botheration. So many millions of living beings are dying. Some of us may be the cause of that death also. People catch millions of fishes every day, they cut. For what? Eat. Millions of goats and animals they cut and eat. That time nobody says, yo, I am cut. Nobody says. Even though goat says by its own language, even though fish says by its own language, I am cut, you are hurting me. It is palpable, na? That hurt is palpable. But still, we see and enjoy that hurt also. But one small hurt by a blade or needle, what happens? Anjiyo. Why? Because the entire eye is limited to this body-mind complex. Even the space between the fingers also, I am not there. My idea of eye is what? Up to thumbnail, I am. Then next to that thumbnail, there is a space. There I am not there. You can put the atom bomb also there, nothing will happen. Then comes the index finger. Then after the index finger, there is another boundary. Then comes the center finger like that. Only body is the idea. Whereas, jnani's idea of himself is what? I pervade everything. I am not bounded by one particular body-mind complex. Even that particular body-mind complex which he is using, that also he sees as the part of the creation, not part of himself. Once he sees his own body as a part of creation, natural consequence is what? Acceptance. Once objectivity is established, natural consequence in our response is what? Acceptance. When somebody dies, what we say? Chatasi hidruva mrityu. Abhi sarvam jivitam alpa vyapi vedantin. As long as if it is somebody's body, jnani disclaims his own dehabhimana. Because of this dehabhimana tyaga, he disclaims his dehabhimana. Because of his renunciation that the idea I am body, he doesn't have any karma abhimana. He doesn't have any kartrutva buddhi doership. Our Acharya Swami used to say, when train moves, when we are traveling in train, somebody telephones. What we say, what we reply, if they ask where you are, what you are doing, what we say? I am traveling. Where you are traveling? You are sitting. Travel means movement. You are not even moving even a feet. But because of abhimana that I am traveling, actually who is traveling? Train is traveling. Train doesn't say, I am traveling. Train should say, but train doesn't say, or car doesn't say. The abhimana makes us to identify with the body and identify with the actions of the body. But as far as jnani is concerned, he is completely free from this identification. Therefore, he is completely free from all types of actions, not in the absence of actions, but in spite of intensely active. Prakrute kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. Bhagavan told in the third chapter. Ahankara vimudhatma, ahankarene vimudaha, a person who is deluded by that deha vimana or ahankara, ahankarta iti manyate. When the fact is, Prakritehe kriyamanani gunaihi karmani. Fact is, all the activities are done by body mind complex. Whereas, tattvavit mahabaho gunakarma vibhagayoho guna guneshu vartante iti matva na sajyate. As far as jnani is concerned, he has differentiated himself from his own body mind complex. Therefore, none of the properties, none of the actions of the body mind complex he claims has his own actions. Beautiful story is there in the Bhagavatam when Durvasa Rishi comes to Krishna's place. So somebody informs, then Krishna asks Rukmini to go and feed Durvasa Rishi. Rukmini along with other mothers went and fed nicely. Then by the time there was a flood in Yamuna, so she asked the way. Then Durvasa Rishi says, "Hey Yamuna Devi, if I am fasting eternally, please give me the way." Yamuna gave way. Just now he ate nicely, and Rukmini Devi saw, what is this? Kaligala has come or what? In Kali only all these things can happen. In Kali only life becomes a lifestyle. The Rishi just now he ate, drank everything, pot after pot of milk and curds and so many other sweets. He says, "I am ever fasting." Then Yamuna also gave way. So she was baffled and came back to Krishna, and when she reported, Krishna told, no, it is a fact only, like me as a Nitya Brahmachari. Bhagavan says, "I am Nitya Brahmachari, having 10,008. So, this cannot be for a normal man. Next sloka we will come across. If a normal man, if an ignorant man says this is a lie, it is a bluff. If he says, what will the society do, we will come across in the next sloka. Here, the jnani has disidentified himself from his deha. Therefore, he doesn't have any doership. Therefore, he is not affected by any of the activities. Kuruvan napi na lipyate, not affected even while intensely active. He becomes jnana karma sannyasi or vidvat sannyasi. So beautifully, all the stages of spiritual life is explained in this shloka. Initially, be a karma yogi, then become a vishuddhatma, man of purity, then become a jignyasu, go to the teacher, gain the knowledge, gain the freedom and be happy. Therefore, Arjuna, you also go through the same process, staying in grihastha ashrama itself. Bhagavan continues. Why a jnani is not affected by his actions? Anyone who is doing any action, he is responsible for the result of that action. How can he say that after doing particular action, how can he say that I have not done this? Because here, sarvakarma sannyasa is not in the form of absence of actions, but in spite of actions. So how can he say, while doing action, kurvan api, kurvan means what? Even while active, na lipyate, how can Bhagavan says? Answer is here.
Naiva kinchit karomiti yukto manyeta tatvavit, pashyan shrinvan sprishan jigran ashnan gachan swapanchvasan, pralapan visrajan grinnan unmishan nimishan api, Indriyani indriyarteshu vartanta iti dharayan.
The shloka is mouth breaking shloka, they call it. Very difficult for the learners. So when we are learning, our elders used to ask to chant this. Pashyan srinvan sprishan jigran. Like that all are one word, it is sandhi. In these two shlokas, Bhagavan says, a jnani is not affected by his actions because of kartrutva abhava. He doesn't have that ahankara that I am doing. He doesn't have an idea that I am the doer. Jnani does not have this idea of doership. Therefore, he is not affected by karma and karma phalam. He has the wisdom that I cannot do any action. I the Atma, I, the all-pervasive Chaitanyam, cannot do any action. All actions are at body-mind level. Naiva kinjit karomi iti tattvavit manyete. I don't do any action. Thus, wise man thinks. Tattvavit manyete. Wise man knows, he alone can say that I don't do any action. Others cannot say. It will be a lie. Like story of a Brahmana who killed a cow. In Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna quotes this. So, inadvertently, he killed a cow. Gohati dosha came. Then the Brahmana told, see, I have not killed the cow. My hands were the instrument. And Adhishtana Devata for hands is who? Indra. So Indra is the cause. Go and catch hold of. So when Indra heard this argument, he wanted to teach the lesson. So he came in the form of another Brahmin and he started asking, oh, it's a beautiful garden. Who has done? Your workers are beautiful. They have done nicely. It's very nicely they have done landscape and nicely they have planted. This Brahmana was saying, no. Everything is done by me only. All these workers are useless fellows. So when nice things are told, he claims that it is his action. When Gohati Dosha comes, he says it belongs to Indra. That will be a lie. One more funny story comes in my mind. Some 3-4 pandits are traveling in the forest area. So all were hungry. They kept one pandit, one among them, he take care of these food items. They are carrying food. So you take care of the food item, we will go to river and take bath and finish our Sandhya Vandana and other things, we will come back. They are pandits, very learned scholars. So this Panditji told, all right, I will wait as long as you come. Then because of hunger, he started eating one by one box. So he finished all the food of 3-4 people. When they came back, they asked, hey, what happened? You have eaten everything. You have not even taken bath and you have not even finished your Sandhya Vandana and you are a Panditji also, how can you do so? Then that time, this first Panditji quoted the shloka. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha. I have not done anything. All this eating action was done by gunaihi. You are learned scholars, so how you should behave in this situation? Yedricha labha santushtaha dvandvatito vimatsaraha. You should not be upset. Whatever comes by chance, that only you should accept in your life. Like that, he started quoting all these shlokas. Then other pandits started beating him. Then this first pandit who has done mistake, he was crying, hey, leave me. Then all other pandits started quoting, Nainam chintanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavakaha. So, as long as a person is ignorant of the self, he cannot claim like this. That's what Sri Ramakrishna used to say. What is the benefit of telling repeatedly, I don't have pain, when you are suffering because of thorn pricking? It's not repetition like japa. I am Atma. Soham. Then it becomes Shokam. It's not like Japa. It's a wisdom. So if ignorant person, if he claims like this, it will be a lie and it is dangerous to the social harmony also. Therefore, real jnani, nowadays because of Kali, modern society, I have to say real jnani, can never do any adharma, because for any action kartrutva bhava is necessary, desire is necessary. So when a person doesn't have any desire, how can you go for adharmic actions? None of the actions of a jnani can be adharmic. It will be always in consonant with the dharma only. And if anybody's life, we find that he is claiming that he is great in knowledge, he is a wise man, but his life is not up to dharma, then society has to teach. So there was a thief, he was caught, and while stealing he has killed someone also. So he was caught by police and he was brought in front of the judge. The thief quotes, thief also in those days they used to learn Gita. So hantaschen manyate hantum hatashchen manyate hatam ubhau tau na vijanitah nayam hanti na hanyate. He quoted. Then judge also well versed in Gita, he told jatasya hidruo mrityuhu. Capital punishment for killing. What is the punishment? Capital punishment. Jatasya hidruo mrityuhu dhruvam janma mrutasya cha. I am not punishing you. I know that you are all pervading entity, you are atma, and you cannot do any killing, nor somebody can be killed by your action. I know that. I am not going to punish you. I am going to punish your body only. And anyhow, you cannot claim that yourself as body. So therefore, this body is jatasya hidruo mrityu. Body is born, therefore mrityu is natural. And as far as you are concerned, na jayate mriyate va kadachit, na jayate mriyate va, like that he also will quote, judge also will quote. So this statement that aham naiva kinchit karomi can be a statement of fact only if there is a wisdom in somebody's mind. When Jadabharata was caught by Kapalikas, those who wanted to do Narabali, they were carrying him to offer to Mother Kali. That time he did not open his mouth. I am Brahmana, please don't kill me like that. He did not. So he was simply silent. And when they were about to kill him, Mother Kali came and destroyed all these Kapalikas and protected him. This Jadavarada did not even thank also. At least Mother Kali came. Oh, Mother Kali, you came and protected me like that. You should have told thanks. He did not open his mouth because he knows that what is the fun in opening mouth or talking if it is with regard to body. Certainly Kapalikas are considering him as body only, and mother also protected his body only, Kali also protected his body only. So he is not at all bothered about whether the body is there or not. But when he finds a disciple like Raghuguna, there was a Raja. So he opens his mouth and talks all these Vedantic ideas. So as far as they are concerned, even if it is a death, no problem, we don't open the mouth. We have to talk about the body, let it go. And if it is regard to Atma, we can talk and talk and talk. So he did not even thank Mother Kali also, since it is related with the body, protection of the body. And if you read Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna's life, there you find there was a priest in Madhur Baba's house who thought that Sri Ramakrishna is having some siddhi or mantra, because of which this Madhur Babu is charmed. He has become disciple of Sri Ramakrishna. So he was just standing on Sri Ramakrishna's body and he was stamping on him, asking, give that mantra, what is that mantra, what is that mantra. Sri Ramakrishna went through all this humiliation, silently he did not open his mouth. After 1 or 2 years, when the priest was removed from temple, so that time Sri Ramakrishna says, like this he did. Oh, you should have told that time itself, I should have killed him. That's why I did not tell. So with regard to body, any humiliation is okay, because I should not retaliate, that is the idea. And when Shankaracharya's life, when Kapalikas came and asked, see, you are telling Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya and Jivo Brahma Iva Naparaha, you are that Brahman you are telling. So we want your body, not you. Will you give me that body? Shankaracharya did not tell, no, I cannot. It's all for only classes and commentaries only. It's not for reality. Why you are confusing it? He told, yes, I will give, certainly I will give. I thought this body doesn't have any validity, any utility. At least for your puja sake, this body is going to be used. Happily I will give, but not now, because my disciples will object and they will hurt you also. In so and so place, so and so time, I will be alone. That time you come and take me.
That is the sign of knowledge. Here Bhagavan says, naiva kinchit karomi iti yuktaha tattvavit manyate. He uses two words, yuktaha one word and tattvavit another word. Tattvavit means what? Tattvam janati iti tattvavit. One who knows the tattvam. What is that tattvam? I am all pervasive entity. All the actions are done at the levels of body mind complex. This is tattvam. So after using tattvavit, he uses one more word, yuktaha, integrated person. Integrated person means what? Integrated with what? Integrated with what? The question comes. He is not only a tattvavit, he is an jnana nishtaha. He is an integrated person, that there is no gap between his intellectual personality and emotional personality. There are so many scholars, when they teach others, they will totally identify with the scripture and their teaching will be very nice. But once they go to home, there you have to see their samsara. Shudha brahmanopi samsaritva darshanat. In Brahma Sutra, Bhashya, Shankaracharya quotes this dichotomy. One personality at one situation. With regard to other departments of knowledge, you can be one personality. In college, you can be a chemistry professor. You need not become chemical, correct? But here, you have to become Brahman. Then only you can be a professor of Brahman, teacher of Brahman. But initially, this identity, integrity doesn't come. As long as he is alert, as long as his mind is sattva, he thinks that these are all the truths. But there is one gray area in his own mind in the form of emotional weaknesses. Here, Bhagavan talks about a person who doesn't have this dichotomy, that knowledge-emotion dichotomy. There is no gap between what he teaches, what he is. What he teaches what? About the infinite. And what he is also is nothing but infinite. Jnanena yuktaha, sarvada yuktaha. All the time, there is no forgetfulness. Ayoyo, morning I remembered, I am jnani. Now suddenly I forgot, somebody scolded me, suddenly I forgot. So jnana nishtha is very, very important. Otherwise knowledge is useless. Knowledge is useful only when it comes to our hand, when it comes to our rescue, when we are in need. Knowledge cannot differ according to swing of moods. 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. When it is 4, always it should be 4. And the 2 plus 2 is equal to 4, the knowledge should be there always with me. Suppose you imagine a condition, whenever a fellow gets anger, suppose he forgets 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. 2 crore plus 2 crore is equal to 4, he forgets. What will happen? It's not a knowledge. Sri Ramakrishna says, anadikala avidya is there. Even though a person is exposed to the Vedic teaching and Vedantic teaching repeatedly, again Maya comes and covers his discrimination. Like a moss covering the pond. A pond is covered by moss. You go there, you wanted to take water. What do? You remove that moss and take the water in a particular bucket or a vessel. Then what happens? Moss comes again and closes. Similarly, a normal person, a person who has not assimilated this knowledge, he will be carried away by the situation. So he should be a yuktaha. Situation generally carries away. Before sitting in front of TV, we all know that it is a simple screen. Once TV is on, over. Mouth is open, ears are open, eyes are open, nose are open. Everything is open. Totally identified with the character. People cry also. If somebody is there, kicks also. Totally we are carried away by the situation. But a jnani is not carried away by the situation. Shravanam mananabhyam tattvaviti bhavati. You get knowledge by shravanam and mananam. But you become a jnani, jnana nishtaha, only by nididhyasanam. Therefore only Bhagavan says, naiva kinchit karomi iti tattvavit manyete. It's a very minute, subtle point I try to convey. Manyete means should think. How can Bhagavan say to a jnani, you should think like this? You should think means what? You are not able to think without this order. Correct? So there is a hidden meaning. Shankaracharya nicely conveys that. If you are an already jnana nishtaha, manyete will be manyete. You will be spontaneously having this wisdom, this remembrance that I don't do any action. But if you are not jnana nishtaha, if you are exposed to the scripture, initially, if you are not yet established, then you should think. You should think means what? You should meditate. You should have nididhyasanam as the sadhana. Then the question comes, when should the wise man think like this? What are the situation a jnani remembers like this? Bhagavan says, pashyan, shrinvan, sprishan, jigran, ashnan. Pashyan means what? While seeing. Shrinvan, while listening, hearing. Sprishan, while touching. Jigran, while smelling. Ashnan, while eating. These are all jnanendriya karmas. Activities of jnanendriyas. Then, gachan, swapan, shwasan, pralapan. Gachan means while walking. Swapan, while lying down. Shwasan, while breathing. Pralapan, while talking. Or blabbering. All the time also, he will remember. And involuntary actions like unmission, nimission, api. Unmission, nimission, api means what? Eyelids are closing and opening, na? We don't think and do. It is involuntary action. Even during involuntary actions are done, the jnani considers naiva kinchit karoti. I don't do any action. Eyes may see tempting things or ugly things or dangerous things. Ears may hear glorification and scolding, but all the while jnani remains safe. Apuryamanam achala pratishtam samudramapa pravishanti yadvati. So he doesn't stop any interaction and sit in cave or samadhi. He is very much active, intensely active, more active than ordinary person, but still he claims naiva kinchit karomi. I don't do any action. So this is one of the shloka for pramanam for jivan mukti. Because people have a funny idea about wise man. Wise man means he should not talk. If he talks, he is not wise. He is otherwise. In second chapter itself, Arjuna asked, na, Sita Prajnasya Ka Bhasha. In which language he will talk? Only in Sanskrit? Samadhisthasya Keshava Sridhi Kim Prabhasheta Kimasita. How he will sit? Whether he will sit in only in Padmasana? Or in ordinary asana, whether he will eat or not, what he will eat. Like this, funny ideas are there about the sadhus and jnanis. And for us, very difficult when we go to villages, these are all very ingrained in their mind. They think that we don't take coffee and tea. And it is very difficult for us to convince them, hey, we take coffee and tea, appa, no problem. No, 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 sadhus cannot take. Hey, I myself say I am taking. No, cannot take it. What to do? So Bhagavan here clarifies, he has not shut the activities of life. He is as normal as any other person in the world with regard to external actions. What is the difference between ignorant man, samsari and a jnani? Difference is in the form of knowledge or wisdom. Wisdom in the form of discovery of infinite I. He has discovered one more meaning for I. We also have a lot of meanings for I. I am body, I am soul, so many meanings we have. But jnani has discovered one more meaning for that word called I. And that meaning is nothing but I am infinitude. I am everything. So because of that knowledge, he has grown infinite. Suppose if a person thinks I am rich, he is rich. And I am poor means he is poor. Similarly, when a jnani understands that I am infinite and it becomes a fact also as far as he is concerned, so therefore nothing affects him. Therefore he says, naiva kinchit karo. Then question comes, who does all these actions? Indriyani indriyarteshu vartante. gunaha guneshu vartante was told by Bhagavan in third chapter. Now same idea is in another language. Indriyani indriyarteshu vartante. Sense organs relate with the sense objects. Nani has separated himself from his own body mind complex. For the normal man, ignorant person, I is equal to Chaitanyam plus body mind complex and attributes and properties of body mind complex. But as far as Jnani is concerned, I is equal to only one meaning. What it is? I am all pervasive Chaitanyam entity. His own body mind and its properties he has understood as Idam. We don't call the mic as I, correct? Even shirt also we don't call as I, our own shirt, dress. Idam only it is. Idam means this. For a Jnani, very body becomes this. That is the difference. Once this idea, this wisdom comes, Dehabhimana is gone, Kartrutvam also is gone. Without Kartrutvam, there is no karma phalam because there is no doer at all. Jnani appears as Karta as far as onlooker is concerned, but you go and ask him so many good grand things you have done, how you did it. You ask him, he will tell, I never did anything. All are done by either Bhagavan, if he is a Bhakta Jnani, by Bhagavan. Pure Vedanta is say Indriyani Indriyarteshu Vartante. All actions are done by the body mind complex. So he remains either as Vishwarupa Ishwara, identifying with everything in the creation, or Nirguna Brahman. Then the question comes, when Bhagavan says Iti Dharayan Indriyani Indriyarteshu Vartante Iti Dharayan. Dharayan means remembers. How he remembers? Will he tell all the time, Naiva kinjit karomi, naiva kinjit karomi, naiva kinjit karomi? No. It will not be repetition, or it will not be like a japa. It will be in the form of wisdom. The sign of wisdom is, whenever necessary, it will crop up, that's all. 2 plus 2 is equal to 4 is a knowledge. You repeat it. 2 plus 2, 4, 2 plus 2, 4. It's there already in store. When you count money, even when you are angry with autowala, you count correctly. You don't do any mistake. So you don't do japa also. So the idea is wisdom or conviction, because it is a fact. How it is a fact? Because no other pramana can deny that you are infinite. If a person finds that he is not fit for this wisdom at present, Bhagavan will say, go for karma yoga, start from LKG onwards. Those details we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha.